The Bing Crosby Show for General Electric. Welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and Bing's guest, Mr. Frank Sinatra.
I felt that pretty good.
You really did. All brought to you by General Electric, neighbors of yours who believe there is no limit to progress when people work together. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Bing.
Oh, baby mine, I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you. That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair. If you were there, I'd look at you and I would never tire. All I require, that is my one desire. I get so lonely when I dream about you. Why can't you be there? Tossing and turning in my slumber, missing you, it seems. I call you times, dear, without number, but only in my dreams. Oh, baby mine, I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you. That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair. And I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you. That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair. Oh, baby, my life would be so fair. Oh, baby, my life would be so fair.
Fine, and
thank
may
you.
I say I enjoy your record of that song, the one you made with Guy Lombardo's orchestra.
Well, I guess you can, Ken. Ken, say, you know something? That'll make a dandy title for a Broadway show, wouldn't it?
I don't think we can use it, Bing.
What's the matter?
Well, there's one running now that's awful close to it.
Oh, yes, Cole Porter's Con, Ken, I'm sorry. Gosh, it's getting so tough now to think of anything new nowadays, isn't it?
I don't know about that. I read in the paper the other day that a Los Angeles man got a patent on a flying saucer.
Kidding?
Yeah.
A real patent?
Real patent.
On a real flying saucer?
Certainly. Right from the United States Patent Office. Patent number 171,509, to be exact.
Are you going to tell me you remember that number just from reading it in the paper?
Oh, I have a very good memory for figures,
Vic. Son of a gun.
Well, I report a lot of license numbers to the police for different things, too.
Oh, you're a genius. Either a genius or a pest, I don't know which.
I just can't see not reporting a car speeding away from a bank holdup or one with too much smoke coming out of its exhaust.
Oh, you're a good citizen.
I try to be.
But to get back to the flying saucer, Ken, I suppose it's just a matter of time until we'll all be going to our tailors to get fitted for our space suits.
There's a lot of space in that one you're wearing.
I'm expecting a couple of friends.
Well, I'm sorry, Bing. I was just trying to get even for you referring to me as a pest.
Oh, now, Ken, don't let it upset you. I didn't mean it at all. I think I will go along over the song we've got here. It's a nice standard. It was written by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen. This tune is called Imagination. I recorded this some time ago for the Decca people. It's record number 21854, to be exact. phone that number to the police, will you, Ken?
They will if you sing it too fast.
You're a musical Javert, aren't you? John Scott, let's go.
Imagination is funny. It makes a cloudy day sunny. Makes a bee think of honey. Just as I think of you. Imagination is crazy. Your whole perspective gets hazy. Starts you asking a daisy what to do, what to do. Have you ever felt a gentle touch, and then a kiss, and then, find it's only your imagination again? Oh well, imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you. And yet I can't imagine that you want me to.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, pursuant with our established policy of always being first with the latest, we now present the gentleman who last Thursday night won the Academy Award for the Best Supporting Actor for his performance of Maggio in the motion picture From Here to Eternity, Mr. Frank Sinatra. Thank you, Dean.
Here, Frank, now just a minute. Let me make you comfortable here. Let me take your Oscar. I'll put it over here on the table.
Don't drop it.
What are you carrying the Oscar around for, anyhow?
Well, it isn't raining, and I can't carry an umbrella.
Get a cane or something. You get this thing all tarnished. Honestly, Frank, I'm certainly happy that you grabbed it.
Well, it's wonderful, and I'd like to tell everyone listening that I'm really thrilled to receive this honor, Bing, and also that I'm very grateful.
Well, I know you are.
If I'm not me, I never lift another lasagna.
You can lift a lasagna?
One at a time, never a whole dish.
Well, Frank, speaking of lasagna and Lola Brigida and other Italian delicacies, I'll bet there was great rejoicing at the Villa Capri last Thursday night, huh?
Yeah, it's still raging.
Viva la Frankie! Viva la forza, Frankie!
You know something, though, Bing?
What?
If I had lost, they were going to fry spaghetti at half mast for a whole year.
Thank you. Well, so much for reaction at a local restaurant.
Oh, no, there's more.
What now?
Dave Chasen sent me a cake with an Oscar on it.
Good old Dave. Isn't he wonderful? Always comes through with something special for a special occasion. Now, to switch to New York, tell me, how did Toots Shore take your victory?
He was delirious.
That's normal for Tootsie.
Tootsie is 250 pounds of pure love.
Well, just a dash of cognac, too. Tell me, Frank, were you nervous when you went to the big dunes at the Fantasia Theater last Thursday night?
I was delirious, too,
Bing. Naturally.
All the excitement, the searchlights, the crowds, and the glamour, and the sharp staccato sound of fingernails being nibbled.
Oh, yes.
The popping of General Electric flashbulbs.
Oh, we must have you back.
Anytime.
Now, Frank, not to intentionally bring this interesting discussion to a close, but would you like to sing a song for us now?
Well, I don't know. Should I sing a song or recite something from Hamlet?
The Hamlet might be a little ponderous, Frank. A little heavy, yes. Why don't you open up with something light and frothy, like The Boy Stood on the Burning Deck, that you could ease into Hamlet later?
What do you mean, later?
At the Villa Capri, after the show.
Oh, okay. The Boy Stood on the Burning Deck. The boy stood on the burning
John
deck.
God, quick, cue this boy into a song.
The flames leaped up around his neck. Oh,
love may be a gamble or a lead pipe cinch. Leave your heart a shambles, never give an inch. But however it goes, when it's under your nose, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance. Love may be a fire or a puff of smoke, moment of desire or it's go for broke. But however it's planned, when it's close as your hand, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance. You may be the one in a million who is lucky to win that prize. You may be the one in a million who gets hit between the eyes. Love may be the ocean or a drop of rain, soothing as a lotion or a constant pain. You won't know what you've got till your heart's on a spot. Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance. Love may be a double or a base on balls, tiny water bubble or Niagara Falls. Though the cards in the game never turn up the same, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance. Love may be a Grable or a two-ton truck, regal as a sable or a Donald Duck. But you mustn't avoid what's as basic as Freud. Take a chance, take a chance, yeah. Or it's inhumane, still without emotion or a hurricane. So remembering this, when it's close as a kiss, take a chance on love. Here's your chance, grab that chance.
That was Take a Chance, rendered by Frank Sinatra, a dramatic actor who also sings.
Very nice, Frank. You know, singing's fun.
Always remember that. It may be a nice thing for you to fall back on someday.
Oh, no. Listen, Bing, don't get me wrong. When you do a dramatic part in a picture, you kind of change. Sure. A whole different thing comes over you.
Yes, I know. I won an Oscar, too, you know.
Oh, yes, I keep forgetting that.
I don't.
Forgive me, I'm still confused. You know, the crowds and the
crowd. Oh, yes, and the GE flashbulbs popping. I know, anyway.
Come to think of it, Bing, I understand that you're working in a very dramatic picture right now.
Yes, matter of fact, I am working in quite a serious piece. It's called Country Girl, and in the picture with me are Grace Kelly and William Holden.
William Holden. Mm-hmm. Say that name sounds familiar.
Good. He's the guy who grabbed the Oscar for the best actor.
Oh, yes, I'm confused.
I'm Crosby.
I've always wanted to meet you.
I hope you're not disappointed.
No, I'm confused.
Oh, yeah. Anyhow, Oscar, I mean, Frank, congratulations again on your winning the award. And what do you say now we run through some old tunes, you know, like we did last week?
Your wish is my command.
Friends, Mr. Sinatra and I will now sing a medley of three well-known selections. Till we meet again, meet me tonight in Dreamland, and there's a long, long trail. Mr. Trotter, if you please.
Kiss me, sad adieu. When the clouds roll by, I'll come to you. Then the skies will seem more so merrily. Every tear will be a memory. So wait and pray each night for me till sweet roses bloom. Come where the love light gleaming in your dear eyes of blue. Meet me in dreamland, sweet.
Frank, it was real smooth, real silky, boy.
Thank you, Bing. It was real nice working with you.
We'll have to do it again. Now, I got a little business here with Ken Carpenter.
Here I am, Bing.
You seem to be awake, so I think it's safe to ask what the question for this evening is.
Well, the question tonight, Bing, is what is the main difference between public and private enterprise? What separates the one concept from the other?
Now, rein in your horse here, partner. Before we leave the stock gate, we'd best define our terms.
Well, I'm sure we all know what private enterprise is, Bing. It's basically the system we live under here in America. Individuals manage their own affairs, their work, their spending, their saving, and investing.
And public enterprise is the exact opposite? The state runs things instead of the individual?
You hit the poodle right on the noodle, Bing.
You're doggone right to join in the cornfield, Ken.
Get in there,
we'll get some chucking down.
Maybe a watermelon or two.
Yeah.
But to continue, the public enterprise system is often called collectivism. And in recent years, we've seen a whole rash of different types of collectivist states. The fascist regimes, for instance.
Not to mention socialism and communism. All these states differ in certain minor ways, in the degrees of completeness of government control.
And, again, in the way they develop, by revolution or gradual change and so on.
Yeah, Ken, but in the main, there is one mark that identifies the collectivist or public enterprise state.
And that mark is the soft peddling of personal incentive and competition.
Easy to explain, too, because as the government takes charge in one field after the other, it also takes over the power of decision that was once held by the individual, you see?
And as the power of the government grows, the area of individual choice narrows.
You know, Ken, a week or so ago,
They held a general election in Russia. Russians all over the Soviet Union rushed eagerly to the polls. Arriving at the voting places, they were confronted by posters which read, "Vote for Comrade Malenkov. The life you save may be your own."
Were there really such posters?
Oh, probably not. But that was only to help illustrate the point, Ken, that in Russia, no matter who runs for office, he's the guy that wins, because there just ain't no one's going to oppose him.
Well, then why do the Russians go to the polls?
Gives them something to do. Gets them out of the house. He's just sitting around listening to the samovar, says he.
Big deal.
But, Ken, we've discovered certain things in the working out of our own system of private enterprise, and one is the absolute necessity of freedom for the individual.
That's right, Bing. And yet there are things that only the government can do.
Well, I guess you mean such things as our Army, Navy, and the Air Force.
Mm-hmm. And there are other things that are government-run, like the post office and road building, public schools.
Yes, and the delicate, dangerous art of dog-catching.
Mm-hmm. Netting the collarless pet.
Luring the hound to the pound.
At any rate, we found out we get along better if business is left to the people who make it tick. Workers and managers, buyers and sellers. We have a more efficient operation, more goods, finer goods at lower cost, a higher standard of living, greater progress.
In other words, the people are served best, and they still have the greatest of all freedoms, the freedom to choose. But Ken, the tempest keeps right on fidgeting here. We haven't reached a firm conclusion.
Well, allow me, Bing.
Our summationist is now going to sum.
We've talked about private enterprise versus public enterprise, or collectivism. The difference being that in private enterprise, the individual manages his own working, spending, saving, and investing. Under a collectivist system, the government manages these activities. Now, here in America, we're essentially a private enterprise system because a free economy has proven itself to be the best for us. To sum it up in two words, it works.
Ken, we said all that?
We sure did.
Well, no wonder my lower lip is sagging like the wave on a swill barrel here. But Ken, you and I and my pendulous lower lip had better take a hiatus while John Scott and his enterprising crew breeze through that old favorite, The Breeze and I, formerly Andalusia by La Cuona. John, and men, that was very beguiling, very Andalusian. Here's a new ballad of French origin, at least the melody came from France. The record that gave it impetus over here was won by Miss Vera Lynn, English artist, and it's a good one, too.
Should tumble
from the sky. If the sea should suddenly run dry, if you love me, really love me, let it happen. I won't care if it seems that everything is lost. I will smile and never count the cost. If you love me, really love me, let it happen. Catch a shooting star, shall I bring it where you are? If you want me to, I will. You can set me any task, I'll do anything you ask. If you'll only love me still, at last our life on earth is through, I will share eternity with you. If you love me, really love me, then whatever happens,
closing in on closing time now, friends, and we got to cut on out. We hope to see you all again next week, same time, same place, when our guests will be Messrs. Gare and Lynn Crosby. Till then, good night, and thanks very much.
Produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Gary and Lindsay Crosby. The Bing Crosby Show is brought to you each week by the people of General Electric, who believe there is no limit to progress when people work together. And at General Electric, progress is our most important product. And remember to join and serve your 1954 Red Cross campaign. Not everyone who needs aid can come to you personally, but you can help. Answer the call. Join and serve.